السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
By the grace of Allah the Almighty, Jalsa Salana UK, by the annual convention of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, was held last weekend. And despite various reservations, amongst which holding Jalsa during the current world affairs was the greatest concern, the 3 days of Jalsa passed by in an excellent manner. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. May Allah the Almighty protect the Jamaat from all types of worries and evils in the future as well. And may Allah the Almighty keep this impact on the spiritual environment of the Jalsa Salana everlasting, the impact which was expressed by everyone, including our day ones and the outsiders. And may we bow down before Allah the Almighty whilst being His grateful servants and while vowing to give precedence to faith over worldly affairs and also all those things which have had an impact upon us. May we go on to make them a permanent part of our lives. We should continuously pray that, O Allah, Your grace which You are showering upon us and the glad tidings which were given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam that You are fulfilling, do not deprive us from being a part of that due to some error, inaptitude or any incompetence on our part. We should pray that, O Allah, the strength to do righteous deeds is attained from You, and the strength to remain steadfast on virtues is also attained from You, and we can overcome our weaknesses only through Your grace. O Allah, continuously bless our insignificant struggles and count us amongst those servants who always keep themselves attached to You and those who are grateful to You. May Allah the Almighty enable us to become the recipients of His proclamation whilst being His grateful servants. meaning that if you are grateful, I will surely bestow my favors upon you. By the grace of Allah the Almighty, the Jalsa activities start before the Jalsa. And in order to perform these tasks, Khuddam, Atfal, and Ansar present themselves for Waqar Yaman by voluntary work. And as I have mentioned before in previous sermons, that these activities begin 2 to 3 weeks prior to the annual convention. And this process continues for approximately 2 weeks after Jalsa, due to all the tasks and for the complete wind-up of everything. People do this Waqar Yaman, i.e. this voluntary work, with immense hard work and sincerity. And then they also perform their Jalsa duties. Due to the presence of the Khalifa of the time here, the UK Jalsa, in one respect, has become an international Jalsa. Representatives come here from all around the world, but this year, with regards to the management of the Jalsa and the volunteers involved, this Jalsa has also gained an international status. Khuddam came from Canada for the voluntary work last year as well. However, they were few in number and they could not be utilized properly, or they were not able to serve properly due to the limited time available. However, this year, not only was there better planning, but according to the reports that I have received, the work was done in a much better manner due to this planning. And also their number was greater than last year. This year, Khuddam also came from America for Waqar Yaman. So in this regard, this duty of Waqar Yaman, i.e. voluntary work, has also attained an international status. Workers of the Jamaat come from various countries of the world. Most of the Khuddam who came from America did the work prior to Jalsa, while more than 150 Khuddam from Canada were involved in the wind-up work after Jalsa. The national president of Khuddam al-Ahmadiyya, i.e. the youth organization in the UK, informed me that these Khuddam who came from abroad, not only did they work with great effort, but they also worked with great planning and passion, and they wrapped up the work very quickly. May Allah the Almighty reward them all. The Khuddam and the Atfal from the UK, who continuously do Waqar Yaman and gave duties, are also deserving of our gratitude. They also work very hard, and they always do. Where the Jalsa administration and the attendees show gratitude towards the Atfal, Khuddam and workers from UK who gave duties, there they should also be thankful to those Khuddam who came from Canada and America. And most of all, we should be grateful to Allah the Almighty, who granted us volunteers that are born and raised in Europe and these Western countries, and yet they work with a spirit of selflessness. Almost 6,000 girls, boys, men, women, and children from the UK were appointed to serve the guests of Jalsa. And all of this is the grace of Allah the Almighty that He granted us volunteers in such a large number. These volunteers did duties from cleaning the toilets, cooking, and serving food to offering various tasks around the Jalsagah, security, parking, and providing other facilities. And then also winding everything up. They continuously worked with immense skill and planning. We will not witness such scenes anywhere in the world. Hence, these volunteers deserve our utmost gratitude. And in the same manner, these workers and these volunteers should also be grateful to Allah the Almighty that He granted them the opportunity to serve the guests of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And they should pray that in the future, may Allah the Almighty grant them the opportunity to serve more than before. And the guests who came from outside expressed their amazement at how they were impressed by the children, the youngsters, and the old people who were working. I will relate some of the comments expressed by our guests. The Jalsa programs and those working during the Jalsa are actually preaching in silence, and which is many times greater than what we do by distributing literature or by other means. The Defense Minister of Benin attended the Jalsa Salana UK. He says that I had the opportunity to meet with the ambassadors of peace and love by attending this Jalsa. Every child and youngster was seen meeting each other in a very courteous manner. If someone did not understand the other person's language, even then he would welcome him cheerfully and he would try to say something in the language of the guest. Jalsa Salana is a huge example of genuine brotherhood. He further states that I will call this Jalsa a place of real tranquility. Every child, adult and elderly person offers sacrifices in order to take care of the comforts of others. He then adds, "For me, your Jalsa has the status of an academy where I found many things to learn. I did not see anyone push one another despite such a large gathering, and everything was operating in accordance to an arrangement and a process. It was very astonishing for me that every young and old person present on duty was occupied in trying to fulfill the needs of the guest. If something was expressed, even indirectly, and it was not available, then it was purchased immediately, and there was an effort to fulfill that need. The most important thing was the excellent arrangements for security for the Jalsa attendees. There was an excellent security plan, and it seemed like a professional team had arranged it. However, I did not see any police officer or any military personnel. He then said, I tried to find out the secret behind the arrangements, and I came to the conclusion that these people believe in Khilafat. And because of this reason, such a community has been prepared that is ready to offer every kind of sacrifice. Thus, such are the impressions of the guests. Then there was a journalist from Benin who was in attendance. He says that if someone was informed about the remarkable arrangements of this Jalsa, he will not believe it until he witnesses it himself with his own eyes. I got the message of hope after attending your Jalsa. Disorder is being created everywhere in the world for personal interests. However, after observing youngsters and children in your Jalsa, who are ready to serve others without worrying about their own being. A new world will be generated through these youngsters and children, in which there will not be any kind of selfishness. Rather, the greatest objective will be serving others. And through this superior teaching, Islam Ahmadiyyat is a polished mirror which shows the beautiful face of Islam to the world. He further states that I have traveled to various parts of the world as a journalist. I have seen the arrangements of Hajj in Saudi Arabia, and I have attended huge gatherings in Iran as well. And I have attended many conferences through UNO. However, I have never witnessed such excellent arrangements anywhere else. And the reason for this are the selfless and loving youngsters and children and the old people who value humanity and who are always ready to serve at this Jalsa and who have guidance from their Khalifa at all times. He also added that I am unable to fully express the feelings of my heart through my words. And stated, it is an astonishing experience for me that I saw people from all levels of society serving the guests with joyous and cheerful faces. I was unsuccessful in trying to distinguish who is poor and who is rich amongst them. They were seen working hard day and night with the same manner and passion for the comfort of others. He also said that the arrangements for MTA also impressed him greatly. He said, I have been a director of national TV in Benin, and to this day I have never seen such excellent arrangements of live television programs. Even in the UNO, translations are not done live for so many languages as the arrangements of live translations of speeches were done through MTA. Every person who was in attendance felt that this Jalsa was being held in his country after listening to the live speeches in his own language, and that this Jalsa was being held in his language and his nation. I have learned from Ahmadiyyat that one should give precedence to faith over everything else, and that truth always prevails, and that the powerful never assume power forever. He also said that after attending the Jalsa, I would like to say that the path which one can connect with Allah the Almighty still exists today, providing someone desires to follow it. The Attorney General of one of the provinces in Congo Kinshasa was also in attendance. He said that I have been working for 25 years as a magistrate, and I have taken an in-depth view of the Jalsa, and I have come to the conclusion that until there is an agreement and unity, nothing can be done with wealth alone. Everything becomes possible when you become like one body. And the Jalsa volunteers became like one body, and so they turned the impossible into possible. They transformed wilderness into a place worthy of accommodations, where everything was available. There were clean toilets, places of accommodation, radio and TV stations that were broadcasting programs in various languages. The rich, poor, high-ranking politicians, scholars and intellectuals who came from various countries, everyone was working together. It was not an easy task to provide food, transportation, and other needs to approximately 40,000 guests. However, this work was carried out joyously by approximately 6,000 volunteers without creating any noise, disturbance, and disorder. These volunteers included people from 3 years of age to 80 years of age, that is, children and elderly people. He also said these volunteers were feeling happy by serving others. I saw love and brotherhood everywhere. And I think that Jamaat-e-Ahmadiyya is working in a very effective manner, and it can never be unsuccessful, inshallah. He says that I would like to say to everyone that you should observe the community closely, and you will understand this for yourself. He also said that when I arrived at the Jalsa, I felt like a stranger, but only for the first half an hour. After that, people came to me and greeted me themselves. It felt like we knew each other for many years. This is also a beauty of Jalsa, that not only the Jalsa workers impress the guests, in fact, the attendees of the Jalsa are also influencing them. And silent tabligh takes place through this. Hence, where the people who were on duty are grateful to Allah the Almighty that they were able to spread the message of Islam through their actions and that they were influencing the non-Muslims and that they were becoming the inheritors of Allah the Almighty's bounties. In that regard, the Ahmadis who are attending the Jalsa should also show gratitude to Allah the Almighty that He is carrying out this silent tabligh through them also. The Special Advisor of Religious Affairs for the President of Nigeria also attended the Jalsa this year. He says that I travel almost throughout the year and I attend religious meetings. However, I have never witnessed such a spiritual scene. By attending the Jalsa, I could feel the divine light was being descended from the heavens. And after witnessing the sight of the Baid ceremony, he said, it felt that I too was included in this heavenly oath of allegiance. Ayoma Yusuf Sahib, a friend from Japan, who is a very famous scholar and president of the Agriculture of Japan, attended the Jalsa Salana. He says that the passion of the Ahmadi youngsters and children to serve is admirable. There are rarely any youngsters like them in any nation in the world today who are doing such a service on a volunteer basis. This sight can be witnessed only in Jalsa Salana. At one place, youngsters are moving about hurriedly, worried to serve food. Somewhere they are worrying about cars for guest transportation. At another place, children are serving water. In another place, elderly people are busy doing different tasks. And particularly, the children's passionate involvement shows that the present and future of Ahmadiyyat is bright. And inshallah it is. Then the Vice President of Uganda, Edward Sekandi, was in attendance. He says that he was very surprised when he got the tour of Jalsagar and he was informed that all the workers are volunteers. After observing those on security, he asked, everyone else is a volunteer, but surely those on security must be getting paid. However, he was very impressed when he was informed that everyone working there was working voluntarily. He said that I have never seen such a large gathering of Muslims where everyone is staying together peacefully. All I heard about Muslims was that they murder other people and cause them suffering. In Uganda as well, there are internal disputes and infighting in the Muslims, and often the government has to intervene. However, I have now come to learn who the true Muslims really are and that Islam advocates peace and security. A female doctor from Russia, Irina Serenko, attended the Jalsa Salana as a guest. She is a professor in the Institute of Oriental Studies, and she said, this was my first experience in my life at the Jalsa, and it was truly an unforgettable one. The brilliant organization and planning of the Jalsa were not the only reasons it was unforgettable. Rather, a major factor was also the spiritual atmosphere. The Ahmadiyya Muslim community demonstrates the real and fresh face of Islam by greeting all newcomers with love and extending immense hospitality. A guest who attended from Iceland said, attending the Jalsa was one of the best experiences of my life. My faith was refreshed by just observing 40,000 people gathering together. It deeply touched my heart to see such a large number of people living side by side with love and affection. I am extremely thankful for your hospitality, and I will strive to spread the true message of Islam of love and peace. And so, people are truly impressed after experiencing our atmosphere. We are truly grateful to God Almighty that He overlooked our errors so that the guests did not notice our faults and shortcomings.
متاثر ہوتے ہیں اور شاملین کو بعض یہ بھی بعض ایسے واقعات ہو جاتے ہیں
جو اگر there were some incidents this year which should not have occurred, such as altercations and quarrels. People should take care of this, as this not only defames the community, but rather it also turns away the non-Ahmadis from Islam Ahmadiyya by giving them a wrong message, and then they place the community among with the other communities regarding whom they have negative impressions. During the days of the Jalsa, every Ahmadi should take special care of this, and generally as well. One of the guests from the delegation that came from Greece said, the Jalsa arrangements were excellent, and the volunteers were highly organized in their work. When I met people from different countries, I tried to make a list of the people participating from different countries, and I was amazed to notice that the number count went up to 30. He also said, when I witnessed the birth ceremony in the marquee, this was a very spiritual experience for me, and I saw that people were very emotional and moved, and I thought that it was a beautiful thing to witness. A large delegation attended from Macedonia, and I will present the sentiments of a lady who was part of this delegation. She says, I was amazed by the arrangements of the Jalsa Salana. Every guest was provided with everything according to their requirements, and I was moved most of all by the young children who were engaged in serving the guests. A female member of parliament from Guatemala, Geoseli, said, the hospitality shown to the guests was enviable. By giving children duties, they are practically preparing the future generations to fulfill their responsibilities. And this is something worthy of being emulated. Hence, whilst the Jalsa is a means of most Ahmadis improving their beliefs and practices and improving oneself on an individual level, their Ahmadis also have an impact on the non-Ahmadis. Therefore, participating in the Jalsa is not limited to only tarbiyat, i.e. one's moral training. Rather, the scope of Jalsa Salana has widened to such a degree that the new avenues of tabligh, i.e. preaching, continue to open for the spread of Ahmadiyyat, i.e. the true Islam. A major purpose of the Jalsa Salana is tarbiyat of the members of the community. However, new ways are continuously emerging for tabligh, as people from outside of the Ahmadiyya community visit here. Guests express that they were previously unaware of the beautiful teachings of Islam, and the media and certain Muslims group depict a wrong picture of the religion. Many guests say that this is a wrong picture that is ingrained in their minds, and just upon hearing the name Muslims, images of terrorism, extremism, and cruelty emerge. However, the guests then say that they have now witnessed the practical illustration of the teachings of Islam, and that now they will explain within their spheres of influence that if you want to observe the beautiful teachings of Islam, then you can find it in the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. In light of this, I will present some more comments of the guests. A member of parliament from Guatemala, Aliana, says, my first ever experience of attending the Jalsa Salana has been a beautiful one. I came to know the real teachings of Islam. I was deeply impressed by the system of the community, the hospitality offered with happiness, and the atmosphere of love and affection are truly enviable. What was truly worthy of respect was the extraordinary mutual love between various nationalities and the incredible brotherhood. Attending this Jalsa is amongst my best memories, and I am touched in my heart with happiness and joy. I return to my country, Guatemala, with these unforgettable memories, with the wish that I will once again have the good fortune to attend the blessed Jalsa Salana. Zakaria Sadi Sahib is a non-Ahmadi Muslim and a PhD student, and he said, I believe the Jalsa Salana is a beautiful event. I also feel that this is the most suitable event to illustrate the beautiful teachings of Islam. The Jalsa Salana further highlighted how the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is actively engaged in serving people all over the world. They help the poor in Africa, provide medical care, drinking water, and also other facilities. A non-Muslim, whose name appears to read as Tony Whiting, said, observing your community makes me realize acutely that the people of Britain can learn a great deal from it. For example, they can learn what a community is and how efforts can be made towards peace through complete unity. They can also learn how the youth can be activated to help establish peace and make them valuable pillars of the society, and to help foster success and prosperity. After experiencing your community, I am not in the least surprised that so many people are joining you. Then there are the comments and sentiments of the new Ahmadis and how the Jalsa became a means of their tarbiyat. Luis Alfredo, who is a new convert from Guatemala, says, it is a great honor for me to be part of a community which endeavors to present the true teachings of Islam to the world, an example of which can be witnessed through the institution of Jalsa Salana, where there are people of different backgrounds and race coming together in a spirit of brotherhood and practically demonstrating the motto, love for all, hatred for none. Then there was a woman from Belgium by the name of Fatima Diallo, who attended the Jalsa with her two children. And along with her children, she also took the Bayt, i.e. the Pledge of Allegiance. She said, it was my husband who first introduced me to the Jamaat, but I was faced with a dilemma. Some people would say that Jamaat Ahmadiyya is just another sect, whereas some would say that they are not Muslims altogether. However, I made a decision to attend the Jalsa and discover the truth for myself. Having attended the Jalsa, I have come to know that the people of Ahmadiyya community are very amiable, well-mannered, and most importantly, they are the true Muslims. Then mentioning my sermons, she says, it covered the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and about peace and security, as well as forbearance. She says, all praise is due to Allah, who has guided us to that path which leads us towards God. She then thanked all the workers and volunteers who worked tirelessly to ensure she was at ease and was given a lot of respect. The professor from Japan, about whom I mentioned earlier, stated, there are more than 30,000 people here from over 80 different countries. On the first day of the Jalsa, when I saw the flags, it seemed to be modeled on the United Nations. However, when I heard the final speech of the Khalifa of the age, my opinion changed completely. In the United Nations, a representative of each country is present, and they only speak about that which benefits them, irrespective of the fact whether what they are saying is correct or not. But the Khalifa of the age spoke on justice for the whole world, and that is what sets the Jalsa Salana apart from the United Nations. By the grace of Allah the Almighty, as compared to previous years, there has been a lot more media coverage. The report from our Central Press and Media Department is that the coverage started before the Jalsa. and BBC Radio 4, The Economist, The Guardian, The Independent, Channel 4, The Daily Telegraph, Daily Express, Daily Mail, which is the most read newspaper online, The Sun, which is the most read newspaper in the UK, then Radio LBC, London Live TV, Sky News, Channel 5, Scottish TV, The Belfast Telegraph, and the Nottingham Post, etc., all broadcasted coverage of the Jalsa Salana. Aside from these, BBC regional stations also covered the Jalsa. They believe that through the print media and online readership, it totals 41 million, and those following the radio number approximately 2.48 million, which is almost 2.5 million. TV viewership is approximately 1 million, and through social media, 91 people heard about the Jalsa. All of this totals 135 million. But they have given a very conservative estimate in their report. If we consider the fact that not everyone reads every article in the newspaper, an estimate that only 20% of the people read fully, even then our message and the Jalsa coverage and the Ahmadiyya Jamaat's message of love and peace reached approximately 18 people. As compared to last year, if we use the same formula and method, even though last year's calculation was a lot less than this, if we only count 20%, even then 6 million more people received our message. It is my belief that the message reached more than 100 million people, as it was not calculated on this basis last year. Even our press and media department are surprised by the level of coverage. This is all due to the grace of God Almighty that He drew our attention towards this. According to the media team of the UK Tabligh Department, the newspaper called South West Londoner published 3 articles. It has an online readership of approximately 150,000 people. In Scotland, the Herald magazine also published articles about the Jalsa, and its readership is stated as between 100,000 to 175,000. Aside from this, 2 national newspapers in Belgium published articles about the Jalsa. A journalist and cameraman from Guyana attended the Jalsa. Over there from Thursday up until Sunday, coverage of the Jalsa was broadcasted every evening. In addition to this, the national newspaper of Guyana, which is the Guyana Times, published articles in this regard. And a conservative estimate of the viewership of the television channel is more than 200,000, whereas the readership of the newspaper Guyana Times is more than 300,000. Due to the articles published in the newspapers, there were both positive and negative responses. People wrote their opinions underneath the articles. Some were of the opinion that the Ahmadiyya community is poles apart to the rest of the sects in Islam and are peaceful people in the true sense, whereas the other Muslims despise them. Then an individual wrote that the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is a peaceful community, but the rest of the Sunni Muslims commit atrocities against them and declare them to be disbelievers. The same gentleman then writes that the Ahmadiyya Jamaat considers the Hindu god Krishna to be a prophet of God. They are very peaceful and their views are completely different to the rest of the Muslims. That is why they are oppressed in many parts of the world. Then some people wrote to various newspapers and said that they enjoyed reading about the Ahmadiyya Muslim community and they hope that the Ahmadiyya community will be successful in influencing those who consider Islam to be a violent religion. One individual wrote and asked, "When will Muslims raise their voices against terrorism?" Then he writes that he read in the newspaper that a large gathering of Muslims is taking place to denounce terrorism. Ahmadis have been condemning terrorism for a long time, However, people have not paid any attention to them and instead judge Muslims according to the news shown in the media. Someone wrote in France, where there was a lot of coverage, that I wish that such a jalsa should take place in France, so that the extremists stop trying to exert their opinion on others. There are some reactions of the public which we have felt the need for some time, but it has only taken place now, whereas the Ahmadiyya Muslim community has been doing this for more than 100 years now. The press and media have not given us much coverage in the past, because there is nothing of interest for them. Now that they have given us coverage, people are thinking that this type of event has taken place for the first time. There was also a lot of coverage through MTA Africa and various other channels, and it was the first time ever that proceedings of the Jalsa Salana UK were shown in Africa through MTA Africa. Thousands of people sent in their congratulatory messages from both East and West Africa. Apart from MT Africa, the following TV channels also showed the proceedings of the Jalsa Salana: Ghana National Television, Sign Plus TV Ghana, TV Africa, Sierra Leone National TV, MITV National Nigeria, and a private channel in Benin called Itel aired my full address. Congo Brazzaville, which is a very small country, aired the Jalsa programs on TV and radio. Initially, the Broadcasting Corporation of Uganda declined to cover the Jalsa, but just before the Jalsa, they agreed to show it. Similarly, apart from Uganda, the Jalsa proceedings were also shown in Rwanda. There were also some bets due to the media coverage and the Jalsa Salana. A Christian friend in Congo Brazzaville was invited to watch the Jalsa Salana UK in the mission house. He watched all 3 days of the Jalsa, and after the Jalsa said that before he was afraid of the Muslims, but after coming here I have seen that words of love and affection have been spoken, and I was particularly moved by the address of the Khalifa. Now I no longer need any further proof about the truth of this Jamaat, and after doing the bad, I now enter this Jamaat. A wife of a local president was a Christian and had a lot of preaching done to her, but didn't want to convert. This time, however, when she saw the proceedings of the Jalsa and heard my speech, she said that this address has left me with no choice but to join the community, as there is nothing here but the truth, and it teaches the ways of how to live one's life. These are just a few examples which I have related from among numerous accounts which have been sent to me, and many more will continue to come. And so, the sphere of God Almighty's grace continues to increase, and with this we should expand our sphere of gratefulness to the Almighty God, so that we can become the recipients of, "I will surely bestow more favors on you." May God Almighty continue to go on increasing His rewards. Therefore, every Ahmadi who attended the Jalsa, in fact even those Ahmadis who did not attend but watched the Jalsa, should reach the pinnacle of gratefulness for Allah the Almighty. And the only way of doing this is by obeying the commandments of Allah the Almighty. May Allah the Almighty enable everyone to do so. Since a lot of time has already been taken, I have not said a lot about the management. However, there were some weaknesses, and I have been receiving reports from various places, especially in the scanning department and the parking and security departments. Therefore, there needs to be better planning for this, and the management should begin working on this from now. They should deliberate on how to better plan and eliminate their shortcomings and provide the best facilities and then present me its report. May God Almighty enable them to do so.
Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر